Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Wednesday. That means Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Chuck, first of all, thanks so much for joining us. Always good to have you on. And I want to ask you, because everybody has been asking me about what's going on in 36. We got a lawsuit. We've got December 17th. We've got a hearing. Craig Mueller trying to get the incoming county commissions to vote on who will replace the late Dennis Hoff. What do you know about what's going on out there right now?
Well, I mean, it's the longest of long shots in order to win the lawsuit, because what's done is done. It's kind of hard, Kevin, you know, to put the toothpaste back in the tube. All three county commissions that fall within Assembly District 36 picked a young man by the name of Greg Hafen to replace Dennis Hoff and fill out his term. And the lawsuit is saying that that decision should not have been made by the outgoing county commissions, that the decision should have been made by the new commissions that are going to be sworn in the first week in January. But again, you know, what's done is done. It's already done. I think it's probably going to be a real long shot to have a court overturn what the three county commissions have already done.
But if the Constitution and state law dictate, and I've seen. You know, the quotations from the Constitution and from election law, it should be the new people that end up getting it.
It should be, but you know, the problem with a lot of laws is that they can be interpreted different ways, and the way you and I would interpret the way the wording is in a particular law could very well be perceived differently by a judge looking at it, and there are contradictions within the Constitution and Nevada Revised Statutes on how something like this is to be handled. So it could go either way, but I really don't think that you're going to find a judge who's going to be willing to overturn a decision made by three different elected county commissions. Again, it's not impossible. I just think it's going to be a long shot.
Do you have a favorite in the race? Did you have a favorite?
I mean, I would have preferred that Nye County Commission, Nye County Republican Party Chairman Joe Brzezinski get the appointment. Joe was a staunch ally of Dennis Hoff's. They work together very well. They're very close philosophically. You know, he was an ally. And I think it would have been a much better choice to have picked somebody who shared Dennis's overall philosophy than the individual that they picked.
By the way, USA Today reporting at this hour that Michael Cohen has been sentenced to 3 years in federal prison. That is the first sentencing for a member of the president's inner circle, although he was never actually in the administration. Let me just ask you real quick. We're going to see this. We're going to see Paul Manafort. We're going to see Michael Flynn. Anything that's going to come out of this, do you think, that's going to injure the president?
Well, the constant drip, 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 the media will keep playing up, and they'll never relent on attacking President Trump over this stuff. But from what I've read so far, Kevin, and, you know, again, you never know what Mueller has that we don't know about yet. But so far, I have not seen anything that indicates what the investigation was originally launched for, which was to prove that there was some kind of collusion between Donald Trump and the Russians to flip the election his way in 2016. And, you know, that's what this was supposed to be all about. What we're finding are what the FBI does to try to save face is just nailing people for lying to the FBI in an interview or some other thin straw like that. These aren't major. There's just no collusion there at this point. I'm not saying that there won't be. Again, we won't know until the Mueller report is released. But at this point, there's no there.
Coming up at 9:30, I'm going to play a good portion of this sit-down with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. They were talking about the border wall, about border security. Nancy Pelosi clearly had no concept of the Senate and 60 votes. Maybe she's been in the House too damn long. And the president had to do a Civics 101 presentation for her. And this was all done out in front of the media. Nancy Pelosi wanted no part of the cameras being on. She was trying to get out of there as quick as she could. Did you get a chance to see much of that from yesterday?
I did watch clips of it. And, you know, this is something that I've been preaching to Republicans for years here in Nevada. The problem is when you're in the minority, as Republicans in Nevada have been historically for so long, is that if you play the game on the home court field of the opposing team, which means everything is done behind closed doors, under the dome of silence up there in Carson City in the legislative building, Republicans come out losers on that. And everybody said, well, what should Republicans do in this upcoming session when they're in the super minority in the assembly and a big minority in the Senate? And we have a Democrat governor now. So what do Republicans do? Well, if you fight this fight on their terms, you're going to lose. The only way to win is to go and take the fight outside of the legislative process, away from the establishment, and take your fight directly to the people. And that's exactly what Donald Trump did yesterday. You know, he played the game. He's tried to, for 2 years now, almost 2 years, tried to get his border wall funded and tried to work within the system. And he got stonewalled by Democrats. And now the Democrats are going to be in control of the House. And the only way he's going to win this fight is to take the fight to the people. And that's what he did yesterday. And he aired this out in public. And if the American people get behind the president, he very well may come out on top on this. But it's his only choice, really.
We are seeing more and more public polling that indicates the president. We've saw one poll where he's at 49%. That's roughly 50%. They say if you get to 50%, that's good in a presidential race. What do you make of his approval ratings at this point? And I get a sense that what you're saying is already playing out, and that is that people are learning that they got more money in their paycheck, wage growth. Unemployment, all these different barometers, the president's getting the job done.
He is, and I don't put much stock in these opinion polls. They can change overnight depending on circumstances. Anything can happen. I think that overall you're going to see the president's going to do very well now with Pelosi, he'll probably do better than any other Republican could do with the Democrats in control of the House and Pelosi calling the shots, because he knows how to communicate directly with the American people, even with the media so strongly allied against him, that they can't help but cover when the president sends a tweet out or says something in a press conference or an interview. There's no way to deny he knows how to use that soapbox, and I think you're going to see now, for the past 2 years, he was kind of focused on getting as much of his agenda done as possible while they had Republican control of Congress. Now he's going to be focused on re-election, and that's going to be a completely different campaign strategy, and that's where he does best. He's not going to be campaigning for, you know, Paul Ryan and a lot of the establishment Republicans on the campaign trail. He's going to be out there selling Donald Trump, and nobody sells Donald Trump better than Donald Trump.
Yesterday, Michael McDonald was at the White House. We talked to him when he was at the White House waiting to meet with the president, and one of the things they were doing is looking back at the midterms to see what went well, what went wrong, and here in Nevada, a lot went wrong. We're going to talk about that and the future of the Republican Party in the state of Nevada. We'll do that and more coming up. Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach, as we continue live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447. 651-9447.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Joining us, as he does every Wednesday, every hump day, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, and he joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. We mentioned Michael McDonald, the chair of the Nevada Republican Party, has been in Washington over the last couple of days meeting with the president. One of the things, according to Michael McDonald, they were talking about was a look back at the 2018 midterms, with a look ahead to 2020. Chuck, a lot of people around the state are concerned, and they've expressed concerns to me and to others about the leadership of our party. And I guess I got to ask you, is Michael McDonald in some trouble here after losing an election that a lot of people thought was winnable?
Well, to blame Michael McDonald and the Nevada Republican Party for the disaster that was the 2018 election cycle misses the point. You know, all these candidates up and down the ballot who lost didn't lose because of the Nevada Republican Party or Michael McDonald. And the reality is, as long as Michael McDonald continues to enjoy the support of the President of the United States, Michael McDonald will continue to be the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. That's not a problem. That's just the reality, and so you're going to have to deal with that and go forward. It's interesting, Kevin. You were reading my mind, because, and I know you and I have this conversation every week. My column I usually post sometime on Wednesdays after your show. But you were reading my mind. I've been reading these the postmortems on what the Republicans did wrong and how they can come back. Ever since Election Day, the problem is, a lot of the people that are being quoted in these media stories are A, political science professors who don't know diddly squat about running a campaign because they've never done it themselves or they've never been a candidate, or two, we're listening to political consultants who are responsible for, who are the ones who are actually responsible for the disaster that we had. So I'm drafting a probably a series, a two- or three-part series on the seven ways the Nevada Republicans can get their mojo back. And I'm going to go ahead and release part one later on today.
Very, very good. Let me ask you, there's some people that say that the results are already cooked in because of demographic changes in our state. Is that true? I mean, we've gone from being a pretty reliable red state to a purple state, and now some say we are a blue state. At least the legislature would tell you that.
Yeah, well, a couple of things. The legislature will tell you that is primarily not because of demographic changes, but because of gerrymandering at the end of the last census after 2010. I mean, if you look at election after election statewide, the number of votes that collectively Republicans get is usually higher than the amount of votes that Democrats collectively get. But because the lines are drawn in such a way to make so many seats safe for Democrats, a majority of seats safe for Democrats, that's the real reason why Republicans continue to be in the minority. And it's also one of the biggest failures of Republicans in 2015. They had the potential, the ability, they had control of the Assembly, control of the Senate, and control of the governor's office. They could have redrawn these lines in 2015, and they chose not to do it, and they reaped what they sowed in 2016 and lost their majority because of it.
Is question five, the motor voter thing, is that going to make it more difficult for Republicans?
No, you mean the automatic registration?
Yes.
No, look, this is in the column that I'm going to release later today, Kevin. The first thing I advise Republicans to do is to stop worrying about voter registration. You know, the people always say, "Oh, it's registration, it's registration, it's registration." No, it's not. All you have to do is look historically at the previous election history. In 2014, 4 years ago, in a similar election, the Democrats had an advantage of over 60,000 in voter registration. Statewide. And yet we won every single statewide race, constitutional race. We won control of the Senate. We won control of the Assembly. We won 3 out of 4 congressional races. This year there was maybe 10,000 more Democrats. Maybe it was 20. I'll have to get the exact figure. But statistically it was insignificant how many more Democrats were registered out of 1.5 million registered voters. And yet this time we lost all but one constitutional statewide office. We lost the U.S. Senate race. We lost control of the Assembly, where they're now in a supermajority. We lost seats in the state Senate, and we lost 3 out of 4 congressional races. That's all with pretty close to the same voter registration advantage that the Democrats had 4 years ago. So the problem isn't registration. The problem is the candidates and the campaigns in this election cycle did not motivate the Republican Party base to turn out, and we lost the swing voters, the nonpartisan voters. That's not a factor of demographics so much as it is just messaging and how these campaigns are run. We don't lose because we have bad candidates. We lose because good candidates run bad campaigns. That's a problem with the political consulting class, not the candidates themselves.
And I'm curious, the state party, county parties around the state, are they doing enough to vet candidates, to weed out the chaff and essentially keep the wheat in the program? Should they be doing more, or are they doing, or should they be like Switzerland?
Well, you know, you hit the nail on the head. I've been fighting this for over 20 years, Kevin. First of all, the party, here's the one thing that they do badly. Going into an election, they wait until filing in March, and then they look to see which candidates have filed, and then try to decide which of those candidates is the better candidate. Instead of proactively going out and actually recruiting candidates and saying, hey, we think you would make a good candidate, here's what we can provide for you if you run, and try to persuade better candidates to get into the race. So you got to do a better job at proactively recruiting candidates. Secondly, and again, this is a real sore spot with me, Kevin, look, how many people call you or contact you leading up to an election knowing that you know the candidates better than they do and say, hey, Kev, who should I vote for in this race?
I get that all the time.
Get it all the time. That's the responsibility of the party. The party should know better which Republican candidates have the better chance to win in the general election, which candidate has a better campaign, and the party should not be like Switzerland. The party should proactively go out and say, this is the candidate that we think you should vote for, and they should endorse candidates in primaries. The state party tried doing it, I think, 4 years ago. They did it badly, but at least they did it, and I think they, instead of abandoning it in 2018, they should have just tweaked it, and they should have gone out and done the same thing. The party absolutely has to start endorsing candidates in primaries.
I have a feeling this column that you're coming out with in the next couple of hours is going to be must read stuff. If folks want to find out about it, if they want to find out what you're writing about on a daily basis, where do they go?
Oh, yeah. If you want to know how Republicans can win in 2020, go to NevadaNewsAndViews.com and sign up for the newsletter. Again, the first part will come out in a couple of hours, so go sign up now, NevadaNewsAndViews.com.
Chuck, always good. We'll do it again next week, my friend.
You got it, Kevin. Take care.
There you go. Chuck Booth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. What did the president do yesterday schooling Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi? That's next, live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
So good to have you with us. To put a little meat on the bones, Michael Cohen ends up getting 3 years in the slammer. His crimes include avoiding $1.4 million in taxes, misleading Congress about his talks with Russia about a Trump skyscraper project in Moscow. The guy's just a bad dude. And I don't know if the president's going to eventually pardon him or if he's going to go straight to jail. But he's got a 3-year sentence that he's going to serve. He'll still be a young man when he gets out. But he's going to have kind of a bump in the road here for a little while. More on that coming up. I promised I would let you hear a good portion of this. I love it when the president does this. When he sits down with members of Congress and essentially negotiates with them in public. I mean, it's called transparency. It's refreshing. I love it. I'm trying to think of where to... let's begin with Cut 5. Because Cut 5, for me, is what this is all about. We don't teach civics, I guess, in our schools anymore. So we end up with members of Congress who've been there for 30, 35, 40 years, and they still don't know. The president yesterday, and the cameras were rolling. Nancy Pelosi wanted no part of those cameras rolling. She wanted to close that session down right there, right then, and the president wouldn't let her out of the room. And the cameras stayed. And the president, this is Cut 5, had to explain kind of a civics 101 primer for the speaker, former speaker, soon to be a speaker of the House again, Nancy Pelosi.
If you really want to find out how effective a wall is, just ask Israel. 99.9% effective. Then our wall will be every bit as good as that, if not better. So we've done a lot of work on the wall. A lot of wall is built. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of wall is renovated. We have walls that were in very bad condition that are now in A1 tip-top shape. And frankly, some wall has been reinforced by our military. Our military has done a fantastic job. So the wall will get built. But we may not have an agreement today. We probably won't. But we have an agreement on other things that are really good. Nancy, would you like to say something?
Well, thank you, Mr. President, for the opportunity to meet with you so that we can work together in a bipartisan way to meet the needs of the American people. I think the American people recognize that we must keep government open, that a shutdown is not worth anything, and that you should not have a Trump shutdown. You have the White House, you have the Senate, you have the House of Representatives. You have the votes. You should pass it.
No, we don't have the votes, Nancy, because in the Senate we need 60 votes.
No, but in the House.
And we don't have.
You could bring it up right now.
Yeah, but I can't. Excuse me. But I can't get it passed in the House if it's not going to pass in the Senate. I don't want to waste time.
Well, the fact is you can get it started that way.
The House we can get passed very easily.
Okay,
and we
do.
But the problem is the Senate, because we need 10 Democrats to vote, and they won't vote.
That's not the point, Mr. President. The point is that there are equities to be weighed. And we're here to have a conversation in a prayerful way, so I don't think we should have a debate in front of the press on this. But the fact is, the House Republicans could bring up this bill, if they had the votes, immediately, and set the tone for what you want.
If we thought we were going to get it passed in the Senate, Nancy, we would do it immediately. We'd get it passed very easily in the House.
No, that's
we would get it, Nancy, I'd have it passed in 2 seconds. It doesn't matter, though, because we can't get it passed in the Senate because we need 10 Democrat votes.
Well,
that's the problem.
Again, let us have our conversation, then
that's
we can meet with the press again. But the fact is that legislating, which is what we do, you begin, you make your point, you state your case. That's what the House Republicans could do if they had the votes. But there are no votes in the House, a majority of votes, for a wall, no matter where you start.
Exactly right. You don't have
if I needed the votes for the wall in the House, I would have them in one session.
Well,
would
go
be
do
done.
It. Go do it.
It doesn't help because we need 10 Democrats in
no,
the
don't
Senate.
Don't put it on the Senate. Put it
of
on.
Course.
Put it on the negotiation.
Okay, let me ask you this. And we're doing this in a very friendly manner. It doesn't help for me to take a vote in the House where I will win easily with the Republicans.
You will not win.
It doesn't help to take that vote because I'm not going to get the vote of the Senate. I need 10 senators. That's the problem.
Mr. President, you have the White House. You have the Senate.
I have the White House. The White House is done. And the House would give me the vote if I wanted it. But I can't because I need, Nancy, I need 10 votes from Chuck.
All right, let me say something here.
Let me just say one thing. The fact is, you do not have the votes in the House.
Nancy, I do. And we need border security. Nancy, we need border security. It's very simple.
Of course we do.
We need border security. People are pouring into our country, including terrorists. We have terrorists. We caught 10 terrorists over the last very short period of time. 10. These are very serious people. Our border agents, all of our law enforcement has been incredible what they've done. But we caught 10 terrorists. These are people that were looking to do harm. We need the wall. We need, more important than anything, we need border security, of which the wall is just a piece.
I love that when the president does that, when he just lets the cameras roll and let the American people decide. You know, what is it that Nancy Pelosi wants to do in secret? Why won't she negotiate with the president? In clear view of the American people. What is she afraid of? That's why that clip, a little lengthy and much more lengthy than we normally bring you. But I wanted you to hear that because countless times the president had to give the Civics 101 lecture. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, does Nancy Pelosi just not get it? I mean, does Nancy Pelosi not understand that the Senate, you require 60 votes to get anything passed? Why waste the time of the House just to have it go to the Senate? And Chuck Schumer will say, I object to moving to the bill. Okay. I mean, is there other stuff that the House and the Senate could be doing? Infrastructure? Criminal justice? They're in the process of doing that? Think about it for a second. Anyway, it gets better than that. I want you to listen to Cut 4. This is where it gets really contentious. The argument with Chuck and Nancy on the wall and on border security and a possible government shutdown.
You say border security and the wall. Can you have border security without the wall?
You need the wall. The wall is a part of border security.
What it means to have border security.
Yeah. Yes. We need border security. The wall is a part of border security. You can't have very good border security without the wall.
That's
no.
That's absolutely not true. Is a political promise. Border security is a way to effectively honor our responsibility.
And the experts say you can do border security without a wall, which is wasteful and doesn't solve the problem.
It totally solves the problem.
But I don't want to take this.
And it's very important.
This has spiraled downward when we came at a place to say, how do we meet the needs of American people who have needs? The economy has, people are losing their jobs, the market's in a mood. Our members are already...
Well, we have the lowest unemployment that we've had in 50 years.
60 people of the Republican Party are losing their offices now because of the transition. People are not at the morale...
And we've gained in the Senate. Nancy, we've gained in the Senate. Excuse me, did we win the Senate? We won the Senate.
When the president brags that he won North Dakota and Indiana, he's in real trouble.
Let me say this.
We did win North Dakota and Indiana.
This is the most unfortunate thing. We came in here in good faith... And we're entering into a discussion in the public view.
But it's not bad, Nancy. It's called transparency.
I know. It's not transparency when we're not stipulating to a set of facts and when we want to have a debate with you about saying we confront some of those facts.
You know what? We need border security. That's what we're going to be talking about, border security. If we don't have border security, we'll shut down the government. This country needs border security. The wall is a part of border security. Let's have a talk. We're going to get the wall built, and we've done a lot of wall already.
It went downhill from there. But I wanted you to hear, and again, Nancy Pelosi wants everything done in secret. The president wants it done out in public, in full view of you and me. I like that. And it really exposed Nancy Pelosi for the backroom wheeler dealer politician that she is. I mean, it's incredible. What is so bad? And maybe I'm missing something. I'll open up our phone lines if you want at 844, the number 2, Nevada. It's 844-263-8232. I want to find out what's so bad about negotiating something like this in public, in full view of the American people. What is so wrong about that? Maybe I'm missing something. Educate me. Why not just lay out the facts, let the American people be the judge? But no, Nancy Pelosi wants to shoo the cameras out of the room so that we can negotiate in private. Why the hell do that? Anyway, we'll get to your phone calls in just a minute. And maybe I'm missing something. The president wanted to negotiate in full view of the American people, because I think he realizes the American people are with him, not with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the liberal Democrats. We'll see what you think. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
For families across the nation, it's decision time. It's the time to find which health plan will fit your needs. My name is Pat Casale, and I work with the MultiCare Group, and we can help you navigate through all the confusion surrounding you or your family's healthcare options. We can help you find healthcare plans that fit your budget, whether on the exchange or off the exchange. We will help you get tax subsidies where you qualify, and if you don't qualify for subsidies, we're going to help you find the best plan to fit your budget. For instance, in Clark County, Sierra Health and Life offers the most competitive health plans. Let me provide you with an in-depth analysis on which plans make the most sense for you. Compare the plans side by side. The MultiCare Group is licensed to offer you coverage throughout the state of Nevada and in California and other states if necessary. We will find the best plan with guarantees that fit your best budget. For more information, call me, Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group, on my cell, 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office, 702-396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie. I look forward to helping you real soon.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. We'll get to your phone calls. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. No matter where you live, if you live in the state of Nevada, that's the number. If you live in SoCal, or if you live outstate, if you're listening on the stream. Yeah, you can listen on the stream at KevinWallRadio.com. Go to our website. There's a listen live opportunity, and there's also our podcast, Live and Local Now on Demand. It's there, and it's free, and it's there for you to use. If you missed an interview, if you missed our interview yesterday, by the way, with Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party, he was at the White House, and he joined us live from the White House. You can go back to yesterday's program. And he was on at, 10 o'clock? So just go to hour number two of yesterday's show, and you can listen to the entire interview. Runs about, 20 minutes, something like that. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to your phone calls, see what's on your mind. Go to Tina. Tina in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk the Rocks, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
What's up?
So Nancy Pelosi said you have to pass it to see what's in it for Obamacare. So why would she want anything open for us now?
By the way, is there anything wrong, intrinsically wrong, about negotiating in public rather than behind closed doors? I mean, is there anything that they? I mean, is the Republic going to suffer from that, or our democracy, whatever? I mean, is there anything wrong with doing this in public?
No.
I mean, I recall back to when, in 2010, when they were negotiating Obamacare, and the promise was, hey, Obamacare, we're going to negotiate it in public on C-SPAN. Well, that didn't happen. It was done in Harry Reid's office.
Yeah, and
at the White House.
Yeah, look at how well that turned out.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Let me just ask you, though, when Nancy Pelosi repeatedly tries to shoo the media out of the room and the cameras and all of that, what do you think she's trying to do? Is she trying to put one over on us?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I don't see that she's for the people.
Well, and she's got a major problem on her hands. She is now on the verge of agreeing to term limits for chairman and speaker. I mean, she could be done after the 2020 session of Congress. She could be termed out as speaker. So she's got a load of problems. But I'm going to tell you something. I think what the president did yesterday to me was like a disinfectant. And let's go to cut 8, because this is Nancy Pelosi. Why she wanted the cameras out of the room during that nasty exchange with President Trump.
I hear some of the reporters saying, Fox reporters saying, why did we not want transparency in this discussion? We didn't want to contradict the president when he was putting forth figures that had no reality to them, no basis in fact. We have to, if we're going to proceed in all of this, have evidence-based, factual, truthful information about what works and what doesn't. I didn't want to, in front of those people, say, you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. So in other words, the reason why she wanted the cameras out of the room wasn't because she wanted to negotiate in secret, behind closed doors, out of the view of the American people. She did it to spare the president the embarrassment of being told that he doesn't know the facts. That's awfully nice of her. No, that's incredibly nice of her. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. I wanted to bring up the point that good old Obama, when he was in power there, when he brought that $150 billion to Iran in the cover of darkness and gave all that money to him with all different forms of currency in the cover of darkness, why hasn't anybody gone after that money and asked for it back? That's $150 billion, and we're worried about $5 billion for the wall here. I think we should go back to Iran and confiscate that money.
And let the Iranians pay for it. Oh, my God, I love that. You know, and of course, the Democrats, they make a big deal. I mean, it was a part of all his stump speeches. In fact, I would be willing to bet it was a part of the speech he gave at the rally that I emceed down at the Venetian on the, like 10 days before Election Day. You know, where he would say, and who's going to build that wall? Mexico! But they're now asking that the president keep that promise. Mainly because they know that Mexico probably will not do it of its own volition. But let me just ask you, we'll get into this coming up maybe with Victoria Seaman, former assemblywoman, now the founder of the Battleborn Conservative Women PAC. And I'm going to ask her the question. Is it worth a government shutdown to get that $5 billion for the border wall? I like the other way. We're going to have the military build it. To hell with the rest of you. The military is going to build it. They'll build it better. They'll build it cheaper. Yeah. I love that idea. Build that border wall. Coming up, Victoria Seaman. There is a recall going on the Las Vegas City Council. And we'll explain the who, what, where, when, why in just a couple of minutes. But the bottom line is, the people are demanding a change, and they don't want to wait for the next election. They want to do it right now. We'll find out what that's all about coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also, I will ask Victoria Seaman the question about Nancy Pelosi and doing things behind closed doors and why transparency is always the best way to do it. We'll find out why. Stick around. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now. Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.